This is Censorship Saturday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. The big censorship story for right now comes out of Britain. We've already had an extreme censorship act going on in Britain that essentially, if it were properly applied, would have a lot of art curators arrested. Putting up a painting of Leda in the Swan, according to the law, should get you thrown in jail. While this new censorship is actually not new, it's just applied in a new way. It now impacts on-demand porn instead of just porn that's already produced on DVDs. These rules already apply to DVDs. And here's the things that you cannot have in British porn. Spanking. Good God, they've got an ancient tradition of spanking in British sexuality. But it's banned. Caning. Aggressive whipping. I guess if you're not aggressive, you just go, ooh, ooh, ooh. I guess that's okay. You can't do penetration by any object that might be associated with violence. Now, I can see that that would be a problem, because those violins could do a lot of damage with... Oh, wait, I misread that. That's violence, not violins. You can't have physical or verbal abuse. It doesn't matter whether it's consensual or not, none of that. No water sports, that's banned. No strangulation. Okay, here's one I actually agree with. As a form of sexual expression, strangulation is actually very dangerous. When it comes to the point of somebody passing out, you can't tell when you're doing that safely. They could pass out and never recover. I think strangulation is dangerous. I think it shouldn't be depicted in sex films. Yeah, and a lot of people like it, I understand that. But it's making something that is very, very dangerous look safe when it is not. Then there's face-sitting. Face-sitting, really? Face-sitting. Pretty sure nobody has ever, ever died from face-sitting. And then there's fisting. Well, I know women who really enjoy the face-sitting thing. And I know guys who really enjoy being on the receiving end of it. And I know a lot of women who enjoy fisting. A lot. I've actually never fisted anyone myself. I haven't fisted my wife. Other people have, though. And she liked it. And I've certainly watched other people fist other people. And it's interesting. I've just, you know, never done it myself. But people like that. People actually do it in the real world. But, yeah, in Britain... can't do it. And then finally, the one that I think is really, really strange. Female ejaculation. Now, there's people who claim that it doesn't exist. I've seen it so many times that I know that is not true, but why is that banned? And that's a problem. I know a lot of women who are squirters. They don't always have a lot of control of it. And if you're doing live on demand, how the hell does that work? Whoops, I squirted, I'm going to jail. That's basically telling women not to come. That's just bizarre. Now, it is claimed that the interest groups that push this legislation through are the police, Child Protective Services, and the British Board of Film Censors. Now, I get the censors. Censors are all crazy. They're out of their minds. They by their very nature, want things that are arbitrary. But Child Protective Services? How does banning any of this stuff protect children? I really... at a loss there. And police, yeah, you get cops are really screwed up about sex. Yeah, okay, they can be like anybody else is really screwed up about sex. They want to control other people's sex lives. I don't get it. The dumbest part of this law is it really doesn't change much of anything. People just won't stream from British sites. They'll go stream from sites all over the world. Nothing changes. It's like here in LA where we made this mandatory condom rule for porn. Didn't change anything in the industry, except porn just moved out of L.A. Or they went underground and filmed without a film permit. Basically not good for anyone. And winds up costing the locality that does the censorship a lot of money. Andrew Holland, 51 years old, was arrested for possessing bestiality porn. That was back in 2009. This happened in Britain. And... 6 months later, the charges were dropped. Now it's 6 months. He's got bestiality porn charges hanging over his head. Remember, this has the Crazy Extreme Pornography Act. in Britain, which is pretty severe. The video he was arrested for was of a woman having sex with a tiger. But not a real tiger. It was a man in a tiger costume. It sounds like I'm joking here, but they dropped their case when they noticed that the tiger said, "That's great!" Just like Tony the Tiger. It took another 9 months for him to be cleared of a second charge of possessing a 6-second clip that prosecutors said showed violent genital mutilation. It didn't. It was a spoof video that featured ketchup and cocktail sausages. Cocktail sausages. Both of these were sent to him by a friend as joke videos. They weren't even something that he went and sought out himself. They were just jokes. But he faced severe penalties and had to spend a lot of money defending himself. And he lost his job. He had to move. The stress of it caused him a heart attack. He was harassed. He is now working with a legal team that want to force the Crown Prosecution Service to review the Extreme Pornography Act, the same one that they just expanded. His attorneys say that the law uses inherently subjective terms like grossly offensive and disgusting. The letter they sent said, "Holland's case graphically demonstrates that it's not clear how an individual can know whether an individual will be guilty or not of this criminal offense. Mr. Holland was innocent, yet he was persuaded initially to plead guilty. That guilty plea was accepted by the court, and then the court agreed to vacate the guilty plea. This suggests that there is a lack of understanding on the part of individuals, practitioners, and the courts as to the correct scope of this defense. Holland's case is a perfect example of the misuse and the abuse and the danger to ordinary innocent citizens of the Extreme Pornography Act."